Any questions, concerns?
I just have a position about when that's handed.
When
one of these is handed out?
Belt testing phase. We have a black, we have a striping system, so they, if they're on a black stripe, a black tip of tape on their belt, once they've done that, they're eligible for belt testing.
And so you hand that to them.
They would get that at the front desk.
And they bring it back. They bring it back at the belt testing.
Right. And so that's again where the coloration came from, is now it's 3:30, belt testing starts at 3:45. And they can turn it in before that, but you know, now if we still get 15, 20 applications, what's the easiest way to shuffle all to your yellows, your green belts, your blue belts,
color,
whatever?
Okay,
good. Now we just got to go with ages and put it together. So.
And what happens if they don't if they don't have it on hand?
They'll get one handed out that day, and we may get very poor answers that day.
Okay.
It's the majority. Yes. Since we have a testing fee, this obviously ties to their fee application. It goes together. It's just more common.
It would work without a fee anyway.
Yeah. You do all the same stuff either way. Is anybody else not doing a rotating curriculum?
About halfway.
About half. We're trying, but
I'm not trying. I mean, just I got so much.
I will, but not now.
What did that mean?
Well, I feel like there's some major leaps we can make without doing that right now. So if I'm on the ground at my school at the school over the next 60 days, what's going to affect the bottom line is what I don't care about right now. As we grow, the work in the curriculum is certainly a higher priority. But I feel like so it's not.
The timing is good, by the way. The implement leadership program and rotating curriculum gives you a chance to use the same class structure.
Yeah.
The more people you have, the harder it'll be to explain it.
Yeah.
It's easier to do it now. Believe me.
Yeah. And
the question is, how many things do you want?
I implemented across five locations.
Well, I mean, you can't do everything, even though that's the right answer.
I implemented across five locations the new leadership curriculum and the rotating curriculum at the same time.
Right.
And use it as an opportunity to just clean slate, do it both at once. And my guesstimate is none of my staff understood the rotating curriculum when we just implemented it, just forced the issue. Because I tried explaining it to them in 28 different ways and just, fucking do it. And Jeff Smith is one of the sharpest guys in the industry, I got to tell you. It was 3 years of talking to him before he ever got it. And once he did it, he said, why was I such an idiot? You usually think it until you get it. Is that something in your organization that you'll get?
We wouldn't be where we're at if Grandmaster John wasn't the most progressive, open-minded. Mike Baca and I spent some time yesterday, and I said, I think he's made me better because I've always been creative, fast, okay, you can do it, and still having to throw it up against, okay, I'm willing to listen to your ideas, but that iteration, the answer is no.
Right.
So when I said, there are a lot of schools, they test and they get their black belt the same day. I said, ain't happening. Okay, how about we give them the black collar uniform that day and the plume belt, the red and half black belt that they use in Korea as a junior black belt, we call it probationary black belt, and they get that. Yeah, I can go for that.
Yeah. That's what we do, by the way.
Right. So we needed,
Scott belt.
So this one.
It's got a white stripe.
It's a white stripe.
Right. So for the rotating curriculum, I see some of the advantages, obviously, particularly to find that time, because what we can't do right now is, I don't know where we would find that 15 minutes, of extra time to do the things, because there's so many classes already picked in.
Yeah, as leadership.
Right.
When I started leadership curriculum, Bill Clark and I started this about the same time, not knowing we were doing it, but we went opposite directions. Is I did it with all of our black belt stuff. And I was trying to solve a different problem than he was trying to solve. We were producing, we were producing a fair amount of our black belts across the entire organization, but not a lot at any given level at any school at one time. with 4 black belt testings a year, and I was trying to get it easy for any individual school to manage their black belts and have a full curriculum. So I put it, you know, first to third degree black belt, the entire curriculum rotated, so whatever that was, 6 years of curriculum,
right,
chunked out quarterly, and did it that way. And there was very little resistance anywhere, because all of a sudden they were all now working on the same thing, and they liked it. But the only important implementation step was to start at the top of the rotation and move downwards. So if you have, let's say, a grouping of four belts, what you do is you take that grouping of four belts and you teach the highest level curriculum none of them have learned yet, right? So the lowest level people are excited, and the highest level people are, you know, this is what they're going to do anyway. And it works like a charm. So, and you'll have some, you know, the typical 10% of the parents who want to, like, you know, analyze it with you and question it and so forth, but after it's been going on 3 or 4 months, they all are fine. So, but I'm just saying, timing, if you're launching a leadership program anyway, timing is good to just do it both at once, because now it can be part of the new thing.
And I don't know, you know, I have to think about it in much more detail, but one thing I can say is it would seem to me still to be a lot easier to implement at a smaller number than a larger number. No, same thing, right? Still a percentage.
I implemented with 1,500 active clients across the organization, trying to convince 30 instructors what the deal was all about, and I don't think any of them understood until 6 months into it.
Right.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
My staff didn't get it until they were doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And do they find it?
They love it.
They love
they
it.
They never go back.
Yeah.
It makes classes so easy to manage.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I could never get my guys to go back to the old system.
How many different ranks do you have in a class right now?
One.
Okay,
well,
so you're...
Well, 2 levels with it. One in the other. Again, what we've had to do is we slice...
But you're running a million classes.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's virtually...
Well, that fixes your scheduling problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it can't be done without doing that. It can't, you know, why...
Do that stress.
It would be very challenging to figure out how to do that.
That fixes your scheduling problem.
Yeah, because right, then the time, right, as soon as we have a white belt class, a yellow belt class, a green belt class, a blue belt class, a red belt class, and a black belt class. So there's 6 children classes.
Oh, wow.
But they're in that belt level for quite a while. And you're doing
it in that belt level for 2 to 6 months, or the red belts will be there for 3 to 6 months to a year, something like that.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, we're doing orientations 4 months. Level 1 is 8 months, level 2 is 8 months, level 3 is a conditional black belt, and then a black belt class, right? So it's an 8-month curriculum rotation in level 1, 2, and 3, right? And so, and that's 4 belt levels.
Right.
I mean, we've got a lot of new belts, right? So, but they're 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, and then the next class.
Right. Yeah, so if we had a way of putting together... We've got all white belt. All right, we put all the yellows and greens together and call that phase 2. Put all the blues and reds together, call it phase 3.
Yeah.
And then a black belt class, that would take care of the timing issues.
Yeah.
That would free up classes. However, you know, anyway, I'm not going to...
Do you have parents in class with the kids?
No. Well, no, I'm sorry, that's not correct. Not at the... We offer children's classes, adult classes, and family classes. So we do have a class for his parents.
You'd be better off to make all the kids' classes family classes.
That's one possible permutation, sure.
Yeah. It works much better.
You just put all the parents in the class. And
well, it dramatically enhances your family add-ons.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because they're coming together, and it doesn't bother any of the kids because they don't mind their parents or anybody else's parents in class with them. You can't do the opposite. You can't have all the adult classes and suddenly you have to bring the kids along. But the kids' classes can just all become family classes.
So you would ask it that way. Phase-based or rotating curriculum-based family classes and separate adult classes.
Right.
And that's what the Mile High schedule would consist of.
Right. And although in practical terms, almost all the adults we have are parents.
Right.
And are they mostly assistants in class, or are they actual learners?
No, they're taking classes like everybody else.
Okay.
And then you can separate the class, and that now you got a rotating curriculum. You've got everybody doing the same thing.
Right.
So you don't have, like, I mean, even if you just have 2 belt levels in it, you've really got 3 levels of one belt and 3 levels of the other belt. So you've got 6 levels in that class that you're trying to teach at different phases. Right. With the rotating curriculum, you're teaching everybody one thing, so now it gives you the ability. they could pull the adults over here and let them back work or something. The kids over here, they do dodgeball and you can separate it differently. And it really works real well. Mike, what's the biggest challenge you perceive that you're trying to solve?
I mean, we spend a decent amount of time on it here one way or another. Obviously, trying to figure out if there's a way that we can comfortably do the upgrade system. I mean, getting to a higher level of tuition is a relatively easy thing with the mindset to just raise tuition. We could, if we did everything that we're doing and charge $30 more per month, that's already
$60,000.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of money, available on the table. I mean, we've got contract numbers, so it's not going to. That's the issue. If I do it $30 per month. 3 years from now, we'll generate $60,000 per month in our remodels. If we can figure out an upgrade system, then we can access some of that
now.
And I think you should do both. I mean, I think you have the potential to do both.
Well, that's there are
a process.
They've been bashing back and forth for a while. So he's trying to get her to the contract. Well, remind me for a new enrollment you're charging what right now.
We're $249 down, $159 a month. Again, we do have the belt testing fees, which I like to at least say that should be kind of figured in because we're going to face it's about another $10 a month, so that puts us maybe at $169.
Let's go around the room. What would you do? Buffalo, New York. What's the demographic?
Household income around our main school, which is our best one. Is $100,000 for the 3 mile radius.
Wow.
Household income around.
I'm at 180 and my household income is 60,000.
Right. Yeah, that's the rest of them. I mean, our other three locations are about 60,000.
Yeah, so they're comparable.
So it's 159 down payment and then 159.
249 down, 159 a month.
So 349 down, 197 a month, and implement the leadership program.
Upgrade immediately to 197 so they don't have to pay the 297 that will be if they don't do it.
Yeah, they had at least a couple $100 for the down payment to go to 197.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean that'll alone.
Yeah. If you were then doing up until the first of the year, our system for the franchises was $400 down. $100 discount if you register now. So they pay $397 down, $197 a month. Our new price list is $247 a month, another $100 in the down payment. So, that's an easy transition. From a stand, and by the way, I'm telling you what you know, but you can do whatever you want with the next new person in the door, regardless what you do with the upgrade thing. The upgrade thing requires a lot of staff training, and it requires them really understanding it. The other thing it does is it requires you taking your best guy with the best belief system and launching it one place would be the easy approach. So if it were me and you had some hesitations in one thing or another, I'd take the school you have the most control over, the most interaction with, and the best guy. And I would implement it there without even mentioning it to anybody, telling anybody about it. Let it run that way for about 90 days, and then show everybody else how it's working. That's the easy approach. A lot of times over the years when I launched something new that I knew was going to be a struggle, I would take it to one place, and sometimes I had to do it myself. That takes away from it, because it's better off that one of them just did it than you did it. But if you get one of these guys who are going to be excited about it, and you can be in there mentoring a little bit and pay attention and get them to do it, it's kind of like the Kovar story. Is then 90 days later they can't say it's not going to work because if he can do it, I can do it. You got that ego factor going. So that's an easy way to slide it in. When we did the leadership, I didn't have any belief problems with everybody on the leadership because we were already jumping the price 50%. And, they were used to, for 20-some years, we had the Black Belt Club and the Black Belt Club and Master Club. And I didn't have any belief system issues on that at all. The belief system issues I had on the rotating curriculum because they just were confused. They had no idea what the hell I was talking about. And, you can get up in front of all of them and you can explain it for an hour. They just get more confused.
Right.
It was really kind of, I had to understand it, figure out all the details. I spent quite a bit of time figuring out how it was all going to work, and they just did it. And then said, okay, this week we're doing this, and here's the letter that explains it to the parents, and here's the deal. What would you say, Robert? 90 days later, they got it? How long did it take your guys to understand once they actually just did it?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah. I may have been a little longer, frankly. I mean, 90 days, 4 months, 5 months, they'd been through a couple test cycles, and suddenly they saw why it was cool.
Yeah, the rotating curriculum was harder to get them to absorb than leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership was pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, can I just clarify, too, because it relates with this pricing, how many people here do the 2 times the raise, the family rate?
Mm-hmm. It just started.
2 times the standard tuition is what you charge for a family?
Yeah.
Just started.
Almost everybody? Okay.
That's about half. And right. Jonathan just implemented.
And of the outliers, so what do you do? Tuition?
I still have percentages.
So what's your first member?
First member's full, second member 25, 35, 45.
Percent off.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
I do 50 for my additional.
Okay. 50 for any additional?
Yeah.
See, to me, that's like, what's the regular tuition? 200. So 200 and then 100. So that's a 300. So 300, and we are at, I was trying to estimate, we are at... the 159 and the second person's 129. So yeah, we still want to go up on both.
That's about what we do, roughly. You know, like about the same. That's similar to what Joe does. You know.
Yeah, I think I like the two full. Payments.
It's easy to sell. We have a lot of families involved. A lot.
But I think some money's going to be.
That. Huh.
I don't know. I was working on these numbers all weekend. Actually, it's something I've been playing with all weekend
right.
long.
It depends who you talk to. If you have great family add-ons and great student retention, some people will say that the double thing, you're gonna leave money on the table.
You know.
I like the idea of getting the second child and then mom's free. You know.
That makes a big difference. You know, like I know I'm really new to this. Like really, since January 1st when I did it, but like I'll tell you, you know, the two stories. It was like, oh well. Your other child interest, well, why don't we just put the whole family? You just pay for one more. And then, like, instead of, like, getting incrementally more, and I'm trying to nickel and dime them for the extra couple bucks,
right.
I'm getting them all at once. By the way, I don't offer the discount to anyone who's not in leadership. It's just leadership. So if they want their family to go in, I go, oh, well, you know what? Let's put you all in leadership.
It's a family
and
leadership.
It's a family leadership program.
Oh, so you don't have a family of your regular?
Well, I don't want anyone in my regular because they're only been there for a few months. So, no, I don't.
So what's your leadership cost now?
If they join as a YDRL, though, it's $247, so the family program is $500.
Right.
Which isn't bad, you know?
Right, so that's $125 a person, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's $125 a person is one way of looking at it, and then it sounds lousy because your student value is suppressed. And I just posted on the board about this. On the other hand, it's really a tuition bump of... $150 to $250 because I may not have gotten anyone else.
Right.
If it was A, more complicated, or
right.
B, because I've been trying to add family members forever.
And
what I just found is it's like,
$500, it's superior to if we got all four family members paying, they'd be paying $500. So
right.
With our system, $159, $129, $119, and $99, that comes out to $506. You're going to get the 500, and if you get 400, you're the same as what we are now. But you're also going to get the 500 from some twos and some threes, right? So
and frankly, I might sign the whole family and have one other, and only have
right.
two of them show up.
Right.
Exactly, is what I'm saying.
John, how about if you get like three or four people on the basic program? Do you charge them full boat on that?
No, I used to discount it. I'm just, I still will. But I'll just try and upgrade them into the
family. But also psychologically, there's a big difference. If the family knows half the family's getting it for free,
exactly.
That's a whole lot different, even though the price is the same. It just sounds
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that?
You
do.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I actually have a different.
If I was doing all the sales in a single school, I might not do it. But trying to replicate it out is so much easier. I just feel we get a lot more, especially moms, that we get in. In my time-wise, whatever we're done in the year, they're fine.
So it's, you know, as you do. Some of these may have some of these. I mean, this is for the quality systems. Yeah, some stuff in for that. Yeah. We use a report card. We're using two different ones. One's a positive attitude report card, what we call positive attitude. The other is a self-discipline report card. The kids, and this is, you know, yeah, for kids, they get 10 on one side of the sheet. They bring it into class. They get an attitude stripe on the belt. Little red tape stripes on the belt. We give them the card back. You know, second time that he gives you the card. Simple as that. We count up the attitude stripes every 2 months when we do promotions. And we don't just go by that. We use the number of attitude stripes plus their attitude in class and their enthusiasm in class, and we choose 8 to 10 honor students, have a big honor party, bring their friends, and you know, we usually get 30, 40 people or so in the honor party, and it's, you know, just a referral system. I think in the current current package has, Toby explains actually the whole honor party thing. So you can see that there. Another thing that we just recently started doing, this came out of your interview with Keith Havner last year. Test these out. These are, we call it shared recognition program. You know, everybody knows what the students do at the school. So that's easy, you know, if they're doing well or if they get a promotion or whatever. But we don't usually know what's going on outside the school. So what we do now is we give these out, we explain to the parents that, look, anytime there's something that you think they should be recognized for, it could be something they do at scouts or in music class or in sports or in school or anything else. And they get an honor stripe right away for one of these. They don't have to get 10 of them one time. We bring them in front of the class. We give them a lot of recognition and so on.
With that. So there's 20 on here. Do you sometimes?
There's 20 for those. But they don't get a stripe for each one. Oh. You tend to get a stripe on that one and on the yellow one, right? And they with this, only one. Just one time, one shot deal.
Oh, this is?
No.
These they have to fill out for that one, I guess, all right?
This is part of the football team.
We give these out. We use a modified form of this actually during the intro process, but once the intro process is over, right away they start doing this right away. This is another program that we use. It's called Superstar Program. It's basically just to enhance it.
Does everybody know what this? Does everybody know what he's talking about on the key captain thing? Is he was talking about one of the retention tools they use is making sure that the student and siblings, let's say you've got a sibling that isn't even in class, that the staff is tuned to ask questions about what else is going on, what they've done well, and they won a special academic award at school, they got, you know, recognition in scouts, whatever it is, to figure that out quickly so that they can get public recognition in a martial arts school for anything they've done well anywhere. And it really does make a big impact.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the upgrade process. Now, some of you guys have been here for a while and seen this stuff, but I'll pass it out anyway. And, you know, it's of any benefit, fine. You know.
I like it. It's a superstar program.
Yeah, and whatever you have left of these, collect them because I got to take them over by Toby's group. Okay. So what I'm passing out is these are charts that I use. One of them is sort of a schedule. One of them is a scale. It says credit upgrade scale, right? This kind of credit, it's an upgrade schedule. It kind of gives us an idea of the different pieces that we want to do to pre-frame the students. And then the second piece that I hand to is actually schedule. So when a student signs up, when they're brand new, we put their name into our student or a responder, and there's 20 or 30 emails in there, kind of. You know, a lot of it is sort of repeats, some of the stuff said in different ways. It's all character development, you know, ideas and concepts that they get emailed on a regular basis, right? The first piece that we actually mail them is something, you know, this is most easy using. This is supposed to, you know, seven magic words letter. We want the kids to learn the seven magic words and use them in class and, you know, use them to get their honest rights and that sort of thing. And that we mailed out about 2 weeks into the program, and about 3 weeks into the program was scheduled my first conference. And basically the conference is, you know, with the parents, it's just a little checkup kind of thing. How's everything going? You know, any questions, any problems? You know, like kind of reinforce the concept of our Black Belt program, which I did at the intro, but I do it again at this point. So I'll bring that again. I'll bring my manual out. I'll kind of just go over again. Tell them what it's about. Say again, it's not something I'm qualified for now, but very soon we're going to be sending more information on it. It's just sort of to get them to answer any problems, maybe catch any questions that they have, and again, reinforce the idea of it. Now, we had the two books that we did as a group, right? What I'm doing now is I'm giving out, well, I'll come to that in a minute, but I'm giving out the second book that we wrote. What the heck's that called? Is anybody know?
The Secrets of...
Yeah.
Coach of Children's Agency.
I'm giving that out first intro now.
Right. Yeah.
So, again, it establishes a little credibility.
Has everybody seen all...
No.
Anybody know? Do you know what he's talking about? We've made a fairly regular project to have everybody in the inner circle write a chapter and then be a published author of a leadership book. And there's two so far, right?
Yes.
And so it is now, explain how the tool gets used.
Okay, well, what I do is the second book we wrote was really geared more for enrollments than anything else. It could be given to, you know, scout groups, teachers, any kind of facilitators. But also it's good just for a parent who's interested in, you know. And I think it's called Seven Keys to...
The second book is Coaching Children to Succeed, and the subtitle is The 12 Secrets of Martial Arts Masters. Okay.
So I give that out, and again, I give it out during the first intro. It really it creates some, well, you know, you're an author, and and they also, it starts the concept of that I'm telling them, look, this is, you know, this is a basic program. Our main program is this, and this is, tells you a little bit about me, okay? So first conference, so we do the first conference.
And it's a real book. I mean, it's published. It's a, people can go buy retail on Amazon. I mean, it's, you know.
2 pages.
Nice, you know, well-prepared paperback.
I should have brought a couple of,
yeah.
These are mail. These are all mail. Yeah, these are mail. So then if you notice on the chart, at about 4 weeks, and again, this is kind of depending on the cycle if they came in, when they get promotion. Usually it's like the first bell level. We give them the letter that I'm sending out. That I'm fixing around that. And essentially, it just, again, it's a reinforcement. It tells them about the program. It tells them the kinds of things that we cover in it. And, you know, again, just an informative thing. Then at about, right after that promotion, we schedule the second second progress conference. And at this point, I kind of left the piece out here. I think that's really important for those who don't have leadership programs. It's really essential that you're selling this from the floor from day one, right? So you need to be talking about it. You need to, you know, if you're doing little mat chats with them or whatever you're doing, you need to talk about it. What I try to do is the kids that are in the program, of course, they have a different uniform, and they, you know, and I'll have them say, well, you know, Johnny's in our Black Belt leadership training, and you know, he says goal for Black Belt, and who else said they goal for Black Belt? You know, and I'll have them raise their hands, and I'll really watch and see who has their hands up, because I'm keying in on these people when they get to about this point, because I want to, what I always tell them is you need to let us know when you set your goal for Black Belt. That's important. You can't be part of our Black Belt program unless you set a goal. That's the first step. So I kind of talk about it all the time. I try to have my staff talk about it. If I have an opportunity to, you know, before class, after class, during any time I have a little chance one-on-one with a student, I'm talking about this program, right? So you want it to be in their mind. So after this first belt promotion, we have another meeting. And again, similar thing, we go over all the stuff. That's when I get the first book that we wrote out, which was really designed to help enhance the upgrade. So I'm handing them that piece of information. And now at that meeting, I'll usually, you know, ask the student directly, have you set your goal for Black Belt? Yeah. sometimes the parent will even ask me, when is he going to be? So they'll give you clues whether that, you know, Mellon is ready. You know, really, yeah. You know. Sometimes you'll get some pushback at that point. Well, you know, it's, and so maybe at that point, you know, you're not going to see. Once we reach this stage, I either will slow things down a little bit, or I'll push things forward a little bit off of this, you know, of the schedule. So if you notice, I don't really, once we get beyond this, it's the Shihan to take care of it. So it's, you know, some of this, some approximations here, but it really is up to me. And it's because I know who's warm, who's hot, and who's ready. So second letter is kind of similar to the first. It's a one-page letter. Let me get that back to you guys. After that, we hand them, we mail, this is all done by myself. We mail them one of these. Now, I only have 10 of these. If you've got them, guys are ready, because I want to stake at least a few of them for the other group. So if you need it, and you do it, if you grab it, I didn't know how many to bring, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
can
have to the
center. Yeah, listen, anybody who doesn't, if you really want one, just, you know, make sure I get your address. I'll put one in the mail. It's not a problem. Okay, so that goes out. There's a lot of, as you notice, this thing is pretty much filled, the color brochure is filled with testimonials, right? The next piece after that, and again, I make the decision on that, we're going to send them out a package. Now, everybody gets the maximum pack of stuff. You don't know how like it if they've got the little rubber hubs and they got the DVDs and the stuff on the hubs. I've been doing it that way. Now, I'll show you the change that I'm making on this now. But again, if I only have, I think, 10 of these. So if you'd like to get one of these, the CD is just the audio track of the DVD. It's just the same deal. The letter that I'll show, I'll hand out as well. That's the only thing you want to go for. So one's a DVD, one's a CD. The norm, I've been sending them out with a letter, which I'm going to give you. But it used to be a two-page letter, and the second letter is on heavier paper, and the second letter had pubs on it and all. But I'm going to be changing this. I'm going to be changing that now. But somebody screwed up the DVD and has to spell wrong.
Well,
you know what? I'm new at using Photoshop.
Yeah.
And I didn't blow it up, and I was doing it late at night, and you know, one of those things. You know?
Yeah, I'm short.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll pass these two around. One of them is open, just so you can see what's inside. So pass these around.
There's a ton of wires now.
Yeah, so now what I'm doing is I'm sending this out. The disc is going to be in the paper jacket, the CD. The DVD is going to be all like this. So it's real professional looking this
way. Why don't you do a two-disc holder and put them both in?
Okay, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
I use Kanaki and KUNAKI.com. I can get these done just the way you see them. Package, cell phone, you know, shrink wrap for about between $1.75 and sometimes even $1.50. You can buy one at a time, you can buy a dozen at a time. So it's a good deal. They do not package and double, right?
Okay.
So
can they put up, do they have a color brochure or insert in it?
I could put one in it, but I don't have one in it yet. I could send them a new file, which I have to do anyway. Let me tell you how this is done. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass, but once it's set up, it's easy. Okay? They have, if you go to their website, you actually have to download their package. They have a package to download. The package steps you through in giving the copy for the cover, which I have a template for. The disc, right, and this template, so you put your image files in there, right? And you get to look at it. You can actually open the thing and turn it and everything on there. It's pretty cool, yeah. And then the next piece is you put the actual DVD that you're doing in your player, you know, on your computer, and it downloads the whole thing. Now, it used to take a lot longer because now, you know, speeds are much, much faster than they are. It used to take like really overnight, but this is only a 10-minute DVD, 11-minute DVD. So you can get, in a few hours, it'll download the whole. I mean, the best way to do this is to do it at night, you know, and all. So when they get this, this thing had this video. I mean, we played it years back, or a year or two ago when I put this together. But it has, it's loaded with testimonials. It goes through my system. I have my own leadership program, and you know, it explains it step by step, right? And it's just packed with testimonials in between everything, right? So usually by this time they're really ready. Now I wish I could say I'm getting 97% like some of the people, but the people I talk to, I am getting probably 97%. Some of the people I'm not talking to because I know they're not really ready. Some of them drop out before you get to that point, unfortunately. But and I don't really know the stats of where I'm at. I do know this though: we have a beginner class, which is like white, yellow, orange, belt. We got a couple of head belts in between. And we have what we call our intermediate group and an advanced group. These are all everybody in my advanced group is actually in my second upgrade, except for a couple. They're all in, and they're in the first upgrade. My middle group, they're all in. I think I have one that's not.
How long have you been doing this thing?
Well, I started Peak Performance 3 years ago, and I started it like probably, I think back in June. I think that June, it'll be 3 years in June.
Okay.
So that's basically the system. It doesn't take the place of one-on-one relationships with the families or, you know, any of the personal talk. It's just supplement to all that. You need to do all that as well, without a doubt.
Well, and they come in much better educated when you do the conversation.
Yeah.
So now you're reassuring them why their child is a good fit, and you know whatever their personal issues are with it, they come in so that means good stuff. So the DVD and the CD are just chock full of testimonies.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that would have been my major feedback, is I'd like to see more written testimonials. You've seen them,
yeah.
For years we've done those. What is martial arts stuff from the essays of Black Belt?
Yeah.
And so we have like 100 of them. We give a package of that. You can't overdo that. The other thing you might do is transcribe the CD and now give them a package of just only slightly cleaned up of it in written form. Of their own form. Yeah.
Sure.
Those print-on-demand suppliers, by the way, was it Kanafka?
Kanaki.
I haven't looked at that one.
Kunaki.com. Kunaki.com. Kunaki. They used to be in Brent, Brooklyn. It was nice one day shipping for me, but now they're out, I think, in Utah. So
yeah.
It takes a little longer. Yeah.
CreateSpace also does CDs and DVDs.
CreateSpace, yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one that's really interesting called Cafe Press. Now, I don't think they can match those kind of price points, but they can do like personalized one-off of like a ton of stuff. Everything from coffee mugs to t-shirts, sweatshirts, to Cafe Press. And there's somebody else too, Disc Masters, I think. DISCmasters.com. And I think they're a little bit higher quantity. They may not be able to do one-offs as cheaply.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, you had to get a decent price, you had to do 1,000. You know, so.
Well, shit, the color stuff that we do at Monica, right, we have to do 5,000 at a time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we get that full package down to, I think, 270. But it's 1,000 pieces of printed, 5,000 of printed material and 1,000 of the disc at one run. So
I didn't get any out.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I want to give it out to the other guys if I can. Which is wonderful.
Yeah, and you can take this stuff to share with them.
No.
Well, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, and I know there's like at least four years in here that are using my stuff. This is just a thought. I don't know if you're interested in it or not. But, you know, since I've got the whole DVD done, all right, I did this for my instructor because he's older than me and he doesn't know that stuff at all. So basically what I did is I took my DVD, I edited out two little spots, because I got releases on all these testimonials. I edited out two little spots that mentioned Pace. I used their logo. I built his, in a different color, and they built his cover, built him a DVD. So it looks like, and it follows my your program. So if any of you guys want it done, I mean, yep. I'm sure it's fortunate. I just need it.
It's about 10 minutes.
For my time.
Hey, Mike, it's just about 10 minutes. Go ahead and write me a bill.
It's about 10 minutes.
The DVD is about 10, 11 minutes.
I'm using why don't you tell Toby and let's show it to those guys? And, you know, when you get done in there, we can, you know, put on somebody's laptop or something like that and show it in here.
All right. Well, we have one more. We have a couple of them. Somebody could play that while I'm in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure it'd be very useful.
All right. Let me just put this stuff together.
Any questions?
Is this the same one that's on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Same one that's here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just packaged different.
Just packaged different. That's all.
The audio CD is basically just the audio track. Right.
Now, I could get the audio CD put in a DVD type of case if I wanted to.
Right, right.
Or they'll print it in, a CD case, but I could do it myself.
Mike, I did this kind of thing for the teleconference that we did. You guys, what is your 10-minute container? Is it? I'm wondering if it's more different from what I watch.
It lists all the things that we do, my upgrade process has a lot of pieces to it, but the leadership thing is the primary thing. But, you know, they get the special uniform, they get mentoring, they get their test fees and some other stuff, right, as part of the whole thing, right? So, you know, I try to create as much value, and they get EBD support. So we don't sell them, like I said before, the only way you can get them is to be part of the program, right? So this kind of explains the leadership portion of it, explains the 12 modules that we have, and it's just interlaced with, you know, the play, as you'll see.
Does everybody know what Carol was referring to there? We did a live teleconference, which, you know, it was kind of last minute, so you didn't get a lot of live people, but we just had a recording of it.
Yes. I didn't get your local.
Oh, did you? Oh, good. But what we did is we did a live teleconference for Carol's karate school. Explain what the leadership program was, and the live teleconference for the Krav Maga School explained what the leadership program was. So Toby did the karate school one, I did the Krav Maga one. So it was, you know, Steve Albert, CEO of the National Association of Professional Martial Artists, talking to Carol Middleton and staff about the new leadership program they're implementing into DC Krav Maga. So if you guys ever feel like that'd be valuable, we'd be happy to schedule to do something like that. We used our conference line, they called in. We ended up with an MP3 recording, and then she can use it now as a CD. So
let's put it this way, in terms of value, besides giving these tech things out to all my students, which makes it way easier for them to really understand, and it's real, so it doesn't sound like it's just a set. He even convinced my husband that this might be a good
the funny thing was we had her husband on the line and we had the head instructor and we had a couple of testimonials lined up, right? But her husband got shut out, so he was on mute and he couldn't talk. And my assumption was he was just being an asshole and didn't want to contribute, so we just ignored him for the rest of the call. And he's now the 15 minutes of the call, he's like, oh, this is a good thing. And he's trying to, you know, contribute, and he couldn't get live.
Well, even without technology, my wife has me on mute and I can't comment on anything.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, if anybody would find that value, I'd be happy to do that. So just let me know. And I mean, we've got the conference line, it's free, it's not a big deal. And we can automatically record it, and you have an MP3. And, you know, my perception is third party they don't know is the president of the International Association. It gives it another layer of credibility as well. So I'd be happy to do that. Mike's going to run into the other room. Did anybody have any questions from him for him on any of this stuff? It's very comprehensive.
Mike, when you run your leadership class,
yes.
Can you give me the structure of each class or each week? Like, you don't have to give me material, but how much time do you spend on leadership, and how much time do you spend like doing martial arts, and as opposed to the
top? My first level upgrade is a little bit different than the way they're doing it. It's only the leadership part. So that, you know, as far as the training is concerned, there are certain times that we do other things. We call it fast track training. and we'll pull a group of the, we'll pull the Black Belt Club members out. We don't do it every class. We do it when we can. And they know that right from the beginning. And we pull them out, and we have them work on some cool stuff. And we don't close the doors because they have two double classrooms. They all can see what we're doing, and it looks cool, and they can't do it because they're not part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The leadership portion of it is 10 minutes. And I sometimes stretch it a few minutes more because I get a little time between classes. But we follow the lesson plan, right? The lesson plan that I've created. So.
The and before Mike runs, let's pass this out real quick. You can send some down that direction as well. And, catch up whatever's left over. Let's talk about two things real quick, just purely a kind of administrative stuff. One is on our one-on-one calls. Let me just re-emphasize something that I've said a couple of times. The more educated you make me before we talk about your needs and opportunities, the more productive we'll be, okay? I'm going to modify that with the fact that increasingly email is flaky. So I've had a few calls where somebody said, I've emailed you this, and this. It was, in fact, in some cases, in the deluge of stuff that comes into my email. I just didn't know it was there. So... with a little bit of pre-planning, mailing me a big package of stuff every month or two that you're working on, faxing it over, emailing it, and then confirming that I got it by email so I can look at it, it's fine. Or using the discussion board, which, Mike, I don't know how to use either, so I agree with you. But hopefully we can get that working better. Don't worry about sending me too much information. I mean, I absorb this stuff pretty quickly, and the more informed I am about what you are doing, the more productive we'll be in the one-on-one call. The other thing is I really do want to make sure that we end up every month connecting on the phone. And what happens sometimes is, you know, we ask for feedback on times, and sometimes we get the message, sometimes we don't get the message. But if you have a conflict, just give plenty of notice. The way to do it is call Bob, call the office number, extension 202, or get his cell phone number directly. Call Bob and say that Tuesday isn't going to work, and I find the time, you know, another time to match our schedule, and he'll bring you in, okay? What's that?
I did that last week. He said, talk to Master Oliver. I don't keep track of that schedule.
Well, we'll fix that today. Yeah.
I assumed on Tuesday when I was flying that you were taking calls at that point.
No, well, the historically it's been when we're doing a live meeting, we don't do a one-on-one call that month. And what I typically like to do is personally flip it. When you get home from the meeting, a lot of times there's something you want to implement immediately, so let's just schedule a call if you want to. I'm happy to do it. In one sense, it doesn't make any sense for us to talk one-on-one on Tuesday and be here live on Wednesday, and then all of a sudden you have sometimes some new implementation strategies that you're going to do. So, and you had emailed me about that, Eric, as well. So anybody who would like to do a follow-up on the meeting, Monday morning, call Bob, and he'll put it in my schedule, and I will talk to Bob right now and tell him that. What I've got right now, it's a new system, but Bob is basically scheduling me for everything. So he's got my calendar. He's scheduling me for high-level sales calls and for you guys and all that stuff. And we'll get him educated on it. But what we are doing, what I don't want to do, by the way, this is me not taking advantage of it. If I'm sitting there waiting for you to call at 10:20 and you don't show up, don't call next week and say, well, I missed my call. Can I get another time? John. Jonathan is always very meticulous because he'll say, next week I have a doctor's appointment or I have this thing or that thing. Can I reschedule it? And then Sean about, one out of three times I'm sitting there waiting for Sean to show up. So just picking on you because you deserve picking on. Anyway.
He was at the beach.
Yeah.
So I want to...
The whole freaking island is a beach. What are you talking about?
I've only got it where you say about email being flaky. I feel like I get, one out of every three,
right,
or whatever, but... You do send out every month when our private coaching call is?
Yes, but we're also going to start physically mailing it.
Okay.
We're also going to start physically mailing it. What we do is we fax it every month and email it every month.
Okay.
But somebody was discussing it here earlier. There's probably some systems that block stuff from me or Toby because so much stuff goes out.
Right.
There's also, it just gets lost in the shuffle on your end or our end. Right now, what's happening, immediately we're going to start mailing it physically every month. And what I hope to do is have it start text messaging a few.
Okay.
We have text messaging set up where we can do it in bulk. I'm not sure we can do it onesie twosies.
Right. And is there technically a formula for the private call? Are you doing that the same day every month or no?
Yeah, it's always been the second Tuesday and the second Wednesday of every month.
We're the second overheads by alphabet.
Oh, I don't know. It's on that schedule. I will make sure it gets mailed again before the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. But we've got the calendar put together all the way through the end of the year.
Okay.
But you know, I'm just saying off record. I mean, we don't say this thing, but if we're scheduled for Tuesday at 10 and a week ahead of time you have a doctor's appointment or something, just call Bob and have him put it in the schedule.
Right.
What we just don't want to do is Sean spaces it out and then Carlson to schedule one next week and then it's next week. You're not that bad, Pete. I will say you're a delight to talk to when you show up.
Once every 4 months.
Yeah. But, I mean, among this group, I want to make sure that we get a time that works for you. And as you can imagine, my schedule is pretty whacked out. The only time we ever really get a problem is sometimes, you know, like I have a schedule where I try to drop the kids off at school and pick the kids up and squeeze everything in before or after. So sometimes we have people who can only do, like, 9 a.m. my time, and that doesn't work or something like that. But just feel, you know, make sure you have Bob's cell phone if you want, or his extension 202, which rings to his cell phone. And if there is an issue, you know, call him ahead of time and just find a time that will work. Okay. And again, if you have some special project, you know, make sure that the more educated I am about your stuff, I have a horrible time, and I'm not going to nag a lot. But a horrible time getting consistently people to send me into my stats, ongoing stats, and so forth. And then, as you know, a lot of times the call is, well, what did you do on this? What did you do on this? What did you do on this? Trying to drill down to what happens. In the process of coaching over the years, what I have found is people who made the best results were when I had good numbers, which usually what they thought was the primary focus and were looking at was not necessarily highest priority. So oftentimes we were able to, by knowing ahead of time, the sales ratios suck and they're focused on the retention numbers, which are better than anybody else I'm talking to, right? What your natural tendency to do is to go to work on what you're already good at and not go fix the thing that is the biggest opportunity, right? I mean, everybody's not, mine included. So part of the advantage of having somebody look over your shoulder is say, well, okay, you ain't going to get much better at this, but let's go work on this thing, right? So the other thing is this is the group call time. You know, some feedback. We talked about trying to figure out a video conferencing system. I think it's not quite ready to find time to do enough of us. But this is this group only. Then this group plus the P performers. And then us plus the performers plus mastermind, right? Now, there's two issues. One is, that's now three live teleconferences a month. Is that too much for you to work into your schedule? Question number two, if so, it seems to me the priority should be us as a small group interactively getting together on the phone. And I've got to tell you, it's difficult to have an interactive mastermind group if, you know, hardly anybody shows up on the call, right? So, again, this is for your benefit, not for my benefit. So, you tell me. But what my intent was this year is for just the people in this room to get together so we don't have to talk about lower level stuff. And then I would prefer most of the maximum impact calls to be talking to one or two of you in the last 3 or 4 months has been fabulous. So So Jonathan, you made some fabulous contributions. Joe, you made some fabulous contributions. Robert, you made some fabulous contributions the last few months. I really prefer that, because I'd rather, instead of me talking to them about theoretical, we're talking about what happened in January at Joe's school. One, it gets them to act more rapidly, and two is it gets over the barrier of, yeah, well, he can do it, but I can't do it, right? And again, don't miss the lesson, by the way. We talked earlier about Mike Murn's school here. Is, see, if he goes in and does something, you still have the excuse that a lot of staff are going to do is, well, yeah, he can do anything, but I can't do it, right? So you want to get it as close to the road as possible if somebody just like them did it, so therefore they have that, don't have that excuse, right?
This is Center Circle only private conference calls. So this isn't the one-on-one calls, which are still on.
No, this is small group calls, right? We have it designed here so we have a call that's just us, that I want to be interactive, not as a lecture, right? Now, when you get down to, like, the maximum impact call, we have 150 people in the line or something like that. So it can't just be an open cacophony of stuff. But I would say at least since October, they've been what I hope for them to be, which is a thorough interview with Sasha Williams, with Robert chiming in, and then a thorough interview with Joe about the grand opening with Jonathan. I mean, that's very useful for that broader group, because it really shows them where the rubber meets the road, what's going on in real time, right? And it's better than I just get up there and lecture all about the improvement of sales ratios, in my view. Would everybody agree with that, by the way, or disagree? I think it was very powerful to hear your grand opening marketing plan and some of the banner back and forth, what we thought this is, how much it was, but, you know, in fact, this happened the more.
Yeah, I had a ton of people on, what's that called, Google Plus? All of a sudden, I had all these random martial artists.
Yeah.
Somebody must have been listening in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, usually we're getting somewhere between 90
Are there people in Spain? I mean, do you have people in Spain listening in?
We're all over the world. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had a small group from Spain, you know, with a really bad English.
I don't know specifically, but it probably. Yeah, I know we have a pretty good group in Australia, New Zealand, UK, where they speak, you know, where you would expect speaking English. I have Suhail. I don't know if you guys remember Suhail. I'm going to do some consulting with Suhail. He's doing a weight loss franchise, and he's based out of the United Arab Emirates. No, out of Bahrain. So we've had, you know, Israel and Saudi and United Arab Emirates, South Africa, and a few more smattering of places where they don't speak English than you would think. And of course, we had the guys in Amsterdam for a while. And that deal kind of went weird because the master instructor moved to Hong Kong, and then the program director, who was really sharp, went out on his own. Last I knew, they were still doing about 65,000 US, and the owner of the company had been out of town for like 12 months. I mean, so, you know, I mean, that's in Amsterdam, for God's sake. Probably the closest martial arts school was charging $45, and the average was $60 in U.S. terms. Any questions about this or thoughts? You guys, for our purposes, do you want to think in terms that we do three calls? I mean, you're always welcome to listen in on the others, but do we want to think of it as three calls a month? Do we want to think about there's the inner circle call and there's those guys separate? What's most useful? I mean, my priority is to prep and have one of you who have some interesting things to talk about on a maximum impact call every month, and then to make sure that we have as close to 100% participation every month on the small group call as possible. That seems to me to be the highest priority.
I have a question.
Yeah.
It says that the group meetings in July, and I have it here that my calendar's meeting. I mean, it's the meetings in August. I have my calendar's meeting.
It's August, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The schedule this year, and you know, we're going to get these things booked a couple of years in advance, so Robert will stop bitching.
Why am I bitching?
I'm just teasing. I can say one of my biggest bitches with Nick Okinas over the years and this is back when I was in tournament promoter mode, right, is their national convention was never booked more than 4 or 5 months out. And the board meetings were never booked more than 3 weeks out, right? And for like 5 years, he scheduled the only spring board meeting on the same day as my national tournament and said, can't you just let somebody else run it? So, you know, one of my pet peeves is, you know, having a forward-looking calendar. And last year got pretty foobar, and so I apologize for that in retrospect. But my mission is to have us booked in the next month through the summer of 2013, and then I'd be interested in your take on fall of 2013, because I've got for 2013 beautiful resort in San Diego, and then at Harvard, so Cambridge, and then a high level internet marketing boot camp, and then we have a fourth thing that we want to do. One option is Disney also offers a leadership course in addition to the service course. That's one option. Another option is to look at some other form of leadership. We've talked about doing something in Washington, D.C. And June Reed, of course, has some really interesting connections there. So, you know, Newt or somebody, one of June Reed's black belts was former speaker. Well, he has two black belts who are former speakers of the House, among others. So, you know, give me feedback on what might be an interesting addition fall, because it's still kind of open window. The other thing that I had was Joe. We did the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show one time, and so that's in the fall as well. So it could be the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, which is an interesting wealth experience. I mean, there's the Toy Story down there, which is the biggest exotic car dealership in the world, and there's the boat show, and you've got all the yacht stuff. And I tend to think that's useful. Did you find that?
Well, you know, it made me feel like a burger flipper, though.
Yeah?
I mean, if you think you have money, you go to one of those things, you don't have anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it certainly expands your perspective. And what time do you have to jet out now?
5:00.
Okay, so we've got about 35 minutes.
You know, this says July 4th is going to be a call.
Does it really?
State, yes. The last one, Maximum Impact,
going to
be on July 4th.
July 4th. Awesome.
That's the one I'd probably make sure I have a bad joke.
I'll have a beer at that meeting.
We will fix that one.
Can I count on that day weekly?
You can count on that. It will not be on July 4th. It wasn't a confirmation of a week later. And then the August one doesn't have a... Oh. That's the boot camp, okay. Yeah, that's a good change. Okay. Okay, any questions on that? Does that all make sense? So our plan this year is we're going to the Thayer Hotel on the campus of West Point, and we've got to get a good head count because we've got to figure out how big a bus to rent. What we'll probably try to do is for one of the days, it's a couple of hour tour of the campus with background and history. Probably we're bringing Don with us, and so, you know, he used to be the martial arts instructor for West Point for quite a few years. We got to have a solid head count like now for that.
I love West Point too. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, it's a gorgeous setting right on the tip of the Hudson there. In August will be a complete update and rehash of the Ultimate Martial Art Marketing Boot Camp, and with touching on internet but predominantly direct mail, TV, you know, things. And again, like in your case, it's crazy not to be on TV. And in many of your cases, we really need to shift you from labor to money, right? And I think in your case, it's too not to be on TV as well. And they're not stealing the signal. The entire country is not.
Back to another one.
I know it's a small damn country, but
I just think that maybe I have to talk to the providing states and then get my commercials not that way. So
yeah, somewhere along the line. Somewhere along the line. But of all the broadcast media right now, newspaper inserts are still real strong. You had good luck with that little post-it notes on the front cover of the newspaper, so don't discount newspapers completely. I wouldn't buy ROP, you know, in regular newspaper advertising in most places, although you've had really good success in Bermuda with just regular ads. But your success with regular ads will be multiplied with inserts, and then you know, I hadn't experimented with the post-it note thing, but you were real happy with that.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
It was a post-it note or like a sticker? Like what was it?
It was a specific. It looks like a sticker. I mean, because it's about that big, mm-hmm. and it can be peeled off, you know, and it says. Let me see if I can find it really fast.
Yes. So they deliver the newspaper and above the fold on the front, they have a sticker on it.
The county, though, and you basically
buy the whole
thing. That's great. Yeah. That is great.
Not cheap, but worth it.
Yeah, not cheap, but worked really, really well. So anyway, I'm saying the boot camp in August, and then we'll be at Disney.
So this is what it looked like. This is what it looked like on the front and then on the back of that. Yeah, but beautiful. Yeah, definitely shrunk down.
Posted on size.
Yeah, that's 198%. So.
Yeah. What was that on a cost per thousand or cost per
piece? Where's the coupon? On the back?
On the back.
You can print on the back of the sticker?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
cost was...
Oh, yeah. No, you can zone all this stuff.
Okay.
So they could buy a zip code. Or a lot of times now narrower than per zip code. There's also a national company called Red Plum. And so if you're familiar with Red Plum, what their deal is you do a newspaper insert into the physical newspaper, and then they direct mail it to all the non-suppliers, or all the non-subscribers.
Right.
And so what happens is then, you know, Wednesday in the mail, you get like the coupon insert that should be in the paper for the grocery stores without being a subscriber to the newspaper. And that works real well.
Okay.
That works real well.
And they do that early. I've seen that. I think I've seen
it. Mm-hmm.
So you can just, there's a Red Plum sales representative for our area?
Yeah. I'm sure in the package they have their thing. But
guys, just send me an email and I'll send it back to you because I don't have internet right now.
Yeah, email it over to Toby and he'll send it out to everybody. But yeah, Red Plum, and they may not be in every market with a deal with every newspaper, but if you've seen it in your mail, you know, your mailbox, they do. But it's a nice way to do a newspaper insert to get 100% saturation with everybody else, and lots of more women than men look at it because it's all the Target and the grocery store ads and all that stuff.
So they handle the paper for you, or do you have to do the paper and then?
No, it's one buy and it goes both places.
Great.
Yeah, they
have. Oh, I don't have the actual sticker.
Well, you know, you can buy Washington Post by itself in most cases. Again, I haven't dealt with Washington Post specifically. Or you can go through Red Plum and you can, either Red Plum, sell either one. You can do the combined run.
So it's going to be the Washington Post and...
Right. Which is what you want.
Okay.
Yeah. You're probably better off with the newspaper insert than the thing. But now you get 100% circulation and it works really well.
Yeah, right? I did both.
The so that's schedule for the year. Again, from our standpoint, we really need to have a strong headcount, right? I mean, it's not a new piece of information. So if you guys can give this back to me before you fly out, right? The RSVP is on the second page here.
Yeah.
And especially like the Disney Day for this group, that's a pretty pricey thing. The West Point thing is getting to be a pretty pricey deal. So we need to have a pretty good head count. We need to know how big the bus needs to be, the shuttles around the campus and all that. I haven't been there. Robert has, but I'm told the Thayer is a pretty interesting facility, by the way. It's right on campus at West Point. One other question that I have for you is... You know, we ended up at this hotel predominantly because we changed direction in Keystone, and instead of going to Miami, ended up coming here. There's one of two approaches that we can take especially like on the fall meeting. When we're in LA, one thing we can do is we can go over to Disney and do the one-day seminar, and then be on a property somewhere else. The other thing we can do is we can be there at the Disney California or a comparable property. Now, part of our back behind the scenes banter is Toby's pretty cost conscious and I'm pretty abundance environment conscious. we end up with, in some of these venues, with a $400, $500 a night hotel room versus it's, what was this, $129 or something like this? Yeah. I was preferring to be at the Yacht Club, but it just turned out they were sold out and everything, right? The Yacht Club, I think, was going to be $249 or something like that, so it wasn't huge, but it's a really nice venue. So, question number one is, do you guys apprehend it? But one of the things we can do is separate venues between people who are in your service from time to time, right? So we can take them to the place that's cheap, and we can go to the place that's nice. What's your opinion?
I don't know if it's bad expensive.
Okay. So what's your threshold of nice versus
200?
200? Okay. Well, Disney Anaheim is there's a whole bunch of like Fairfield Inns and so forth that are literally across the street, but then they're staying on Disney property, which because Disney California is fabulous, right? So, you know, it's not like in that case, or this, you know, I mean, this is right across the street, so it's not a big deal.
Mike, I just got a text. My flight got moved up again.
Oh, you got.